In this video, we're going to talk about sandbox solutions and how they're monitored through resource monitoring. And again, resource monitoring was introduced with sandbox solutions to make them essentially self-regulating, so you don't have a solution that can, you know, consume too many resources and affect either other solutions within a site, different solutions running within different sites, or even site collections affecting, you know, other site collections, or even tenancies affecting other tenancies. So we'll see that during the course of this discussion. So solution monitoring, again, protects site collections from resource-intensive solutions, or solutions that, you know, are consuming too many resources, taking too long to make server-side calls, being, you know, otherwise just bad citizens within the site collection. So how is this done? Well, there's this concept of resource points, and resource points measure resource consumption. And they do this against a quota for the site collection. So if resources are running away, running amok within the site collection, they'll be disabled before they affect the rest of the site collection. So all users, whether they're using the solution or not, have a good experience. And it does so by measuring these resource points, and these resource points are actually calculated via, first, the resource measure as being, you know, what's being measured. So let's say CPU execution. And then resource per points is how points are calculated. So if you take the resource measure times the number of resources per point, you actually get the point value that would count against the quota. Now, when a site collection reaches its quota for that particular day, and it is summed across all the solutions within site collection, all the solutions are deactivated, again, to prevent, you know, a solution that's incredibly resource intensive from preventing the normal execution of SharePoint within SharePoint Online, like serving up pages or giving you access to lists and so on. Now, that's the quota associated with the entire site collection. Now, SharePoint and SharePoint Online also regulate the individual execution of an individual solution. So, and that's done via what's called the absolute limit. Now, the absolute limit limits the resources consumed by a solution as far as being a hard limit on the way you can consume resources within the actual execution of a solution. And probably the easiest way to provide an example of this is the absolute limit on making a server-side call. If you make a server-side call, you know, by clicking on a button or clicking on a link or something within your solution, and it takes longer than 30 seconds for that server-side call to execute, that's the absolute limit. Once that absolute limit of 30 seconds is hit, it'll actually recycle the worker process to prevent, again, that worker process from being too wasteful and bogging down the rest of the site collection. So this is the different monitored resources that are monitored within sandbox solutions. And this is well documented within, you know, MSDN. So I'm not going to spend a lot of time going through each individual one. But we do have a demo within this video that will show you an example of an absolute limit, as well as hitting that resource quota. And we're going to do that against CPU execution. So as an example of a monitored resource, CPU execution time is the actual metric that measures, obviously, how much CPU your solution is consuming. And the unit for that is seconds. So if you, as far as the absolute limit is concerned, if you consume 30 seconds of CPU time before returning from that call, you're going to hit the absolute limit, and your worker process for your solution is going to be recycled. Then you can just, you know, hit the button or whatever action, you know, fired off that particular server-side call, and it'll execute again. And that's pretty different when compared to the resource point system or the resource quota, where you'll be allocated a point for using 3,600 units or resource measures, in this case seconds, of CPU time before you're allocated a point. If you consume the total quota of points for the site collection by default, that's 300. that'll actually shut down your solution or the execution of any solution within the site collection. Again, and that's done to protect SharePoint from wasteful solutions. And as you'll see in the demo that we're going to do in this video, it's actually quite hard to bump up against those limits. I have to do a little bit of trickery in order to make that happen, just to show how it works within the demo. So the overall, just keep in mind these metrics. Be very cognizant of resources and how you use them. Look at resource points when you're doing testing, so you know what your application is going to perform, how it's going to perform, you know, when it's actually in production. And another thing that I want to mention is, you know, resource points and the resource quota only counts against server-side execution. I get that question a lot. So this only counts on code that you're writing, you know, in code behind using, you know, Microsoft.SharePoint, the sandboxed API. It doesn't count against anything that you do with the client object model. It doesn't count as far as like declarative solutions or work that you do, like let's say in SharePoint Designer, as far as a declarative workflow and so on. So this only counts against things that you're doing in server-side code. So what does this look like actually at runtime? Well, from the prior video, we kind of walked through the execution environment for sandbox solutions. So I'm not going to go through that again here, but if I have a resource wasting call, you know, when that gets to the server side and actually, you know, gets to execution, let's say I'm doing something, you know, fairly wasteful, like just, you know, locked up in a while loop, you know, doing something like, you know, concatenating strings or whatever I might be doing. It doesn't really matter. But I'm just sitting there just consuming resources on, you know, the server or up in the cloud in the case of SharePoint Online. Well, after 30 seconds, I'm going to hit that absolute limit. And the worker process for that call is actually going to get recycled. Again, that's the absolute limit, and that's just going to prevent, you know, an individual worker process from running away or consuming too many resources in SharePoint, or in our case, SharePoint Online. You know, if I was not hitting that 30-second resource limit or that absolute limit and just going ahead and doing some normal processing, again, I'm going to be consuming points based on the resource measure. For CPU execution, it's 3600, and I'll consume a point every 3600 seconds of CPU time I use, and that will count against that quota. And again, it'll stop execution of my solution once that quota is reached within my site collection. So let's go ahead and do this. What we're going to do is in a demo, I'm going to go through and create a solution that I will use to show hitting an absolute limit, and then I will consume enough points, actually just by turning down the resource quota to an incredibly low number, in order to show what happens when you reach a quota via consuming resource points. In this video, we're going to look at sandbox solution and resource monitoring, just to see what the effect, either the absolute limit on a particular measure or the entire resource quota, has on the execution of solutions in the sandbox running up in SharePoint Online. So here you can see I'm actually looking at my on-premise site. We'll talk about why here in a second, but this is my local instance of SharePoint. I'm going to go to Site Settings, Solutions, and then here you can see that up in the top of the solution gallery, there's a message that says your resource quota is 300 server resources. Solutions can consume resources and may be temporarily disabled if your resource usage exceeds your quota. So I'm actually going to create a solution that's actually very resource intensive, just to show the consumption of resources against the absolute limit for CPU execution time, and then the actual quota limit, the resource quota limit for CPU execution time. So you can see here that, you know, on the current usage for today and the average usage over the last 14 days, you know, I'm not consuming a whole heck of a lot of resources here. I'm actually going to, in order to show hitting the resource quota, I'm actually going to turn this resource quota down, just so we can see this actually happening. But let's go ahead and create our solution. So I'm going to say File, New Project. I'll create an empty SharePoint project. and I'm going to call this resource points. And I'll save it in the lab folder, just in case you're going to be doing the same thing in the downloadable version of this kit. Again, I'm going to go against the Lab02 site, and I'm going to be going against on-premise so I can do all my F5 debugging, and I'm going to create it as a sandbox solution. Okay, so there's my project. I'm just going to add a visual web part sandboxed in order to simulate my application, my runaway application. So I'll call that resource consumer. And the UI of this is going to be incredibly simple. I'm just going to drag a button here onto it, and I'll just say consume the processor. Okay. And then let's just double click on that guy so we get the event wired up. And here's where I'm going to do something silly. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to concatenate strings together for 30 seconds. So I'm just going to say date time end time equals date time dot now add 30 or add seconds 30 and just concatenate strings together, right, until I get to the end time. Now I chose 30 here because that's a significant number for a server-side call. The absolute limit for CPU execution time is 30 seconds. So if I were to try and execute this call, I'm actually going to run up against the absolute limit, and my worker process is going to be recycled. So let's go ahead and build that, package it up, and see what it would actually look like. So package. Let's go back to my on-prem site. Upload solution. Let's go grab that guy. There we go. Okay, so we should get the expected bad behavior this time. So I go back here, and again, since I had already referenced the web part, that reference is still there and it shows up again. So let's click on this and we'll get the drum roll rolling so we can see, you know, what hitting the absolute limit looks like. Again, it's going to make a round trip. It's going to take about 30 seconds and we should see an exception here. Oh, just any second now. There. Okay, great. So here you can see web part error. Unhandled exception was thrown by the sandbox code wrapper execute method in the partial trust app domain. An unexpected error has occurred. And why did that happen? Well, it happened because I hit the absolute limit, right? And it recycled my worker process. If I refresh the page, you can see here that it's going to still show that web part, right? Because I only hit the absolute limit. I didn't hit the resource limit for the entire page. I'm sorry, for the entire site collection. Okay, and there's the page refreshed. You can see that the web part rendered again, just like the web part from one of the prior videos rendered again, which is what we'd expect because that was just the absolute limit. I'm going to open up PowerShell, and I've got some scripts here. And what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to use some PowerShell scripts to turn down the resource quota that I'm going to use to actually go through and change the resource quota so I can actually go ahead and hit that resource limit without too much difficulty. So I've got some PowerShell scripts here that I've created. One is called shrink CPU sandbox allowance. So here's what I'm going to go through and do. I'm going to create for this particular site collection, I'm going to set the user code warning level or the limit, resource limit of when I would get an email saying, hey, I'm getting close to the resource quota for the site collection. I'm going to set that to 1. I'm going to use user code maximum level and set that to 2. That's when I'll actually disable solutions within the site collection. Okay. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to set up the resource, the minimum threshold to be 0 and the resources per point to be 1. So every unit of CPU that I use is going to count as a point. So I'm going to go ahead and run this script. And then let's go over to my on-prem site, go to the site settings, solution gallery. So when you look at the solution gallery, you can see here that I've actually, you know, run up against my limits. You can see that my current usage is all the way through the roof. And then resource points, yeah, 2.89. So I'm already over that particular, limit. So let's go over to Lab02. And you can see that neither of my web parts will execute. And it gives you an error, web part error. The site collection containing the sandbox solution has exceeded its daily resource usage quota. Right, so I've gone ahead and I've exceeded my quota, so none of the solutions within this site collection will run. And again, it does this to disable a solution so it doesn't affect the normal day-to-day processing of SharePoint. So I want to go back and reset the CPU usage allowance. And I've got a script that'll actually do that. So a PowerShell script that sets user code maximum level to 300 and warning level to 100. And then sets the resources per points and minimum threshold back to where it needs to be. Okay, so let's go back to on-prem. And again, I'm just doing this on-prem to make it easy. You can change these values in on-prem. They're not changeable up in the cloud. Just again to show you what this would look like if you ever run up against this situation. Okay, so you can see that now current usage and average usage and the resource usage per solution is back down to where I'd expect it. And if I click on that link, there's both of my solutions being rendered and running as I would expect them to, up in the sandbox, up in SharePoint Online. So just a quick example or a quick demo to show the effect that the absolute limit as well as the resource quota has on the execution of my sandbox solution. So absolute limit controls the actual execution of an individual worker process. We were consuming the resource, consuming resources for 30 seconds, which is the absolute limit for CPU execution time. So that would block the individual execution of our solution. Then we went through and actually turned down the resource usage or the resource measure as well as the quota for the entire site to show that particular resource allocation or the to show the quota being hit, so it would show that the resource quota self-regulates solutions within my site collection, again disabling them all so that they don't affect the overall performance or health of SharePoint running up in the cloud of SharePoint Online.